Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Like I mentioned, right now, 75,000 workers from Kaiser Permanente, one of the healthcare, the largest healthcare giants in the United States, have initiated a historic 3-day strike. They're doing this for overstaffing, burnout, and wage issues. So this is a really surprising pivot in, I think, a strategy, essentially. The healthcare giant right now is partnering with Nabla, who is a AI healthcare startup coming from Paris. And they're doing this to harness an AI assistant amid, essentially they're trying to do this to help doctors, clinicians, in kind of curbing their administrative hours. And Nabla's flagship product is Copilot, and it was introduced earlier this year, and it's set to make its debut among Kaiser Permanente's physicians in Northern California. So with an initial reach of 10,000 doctors, this AI assistant offers to essentially transcribe conversations, assisting in administrative tasks like note-taking. And while the service is, optional, its success might pave the way for a broader U.S. rollout. Now, this is actually, I've talked to a number of people on the podcast. If you listen to some of my recent podcasts, I've had some people on talking about healthcare. And this specifically is an area that a lot of people are very interested in. I've recently talked to, some people over at Fusion Fund who are investing in some companies doing some similar things. So this is a very big area. And I think it's going to be incredibly, profitable. And here's the other thing, for people that are like, hey, well, is this AI displacing doctors and stuff? Number one, we have 75,000 people at Kaiser Permanente on strike right now because of being overworked. So I think, there's a major shortage. A lot of these people are dealing with burnout and being overworked and whatnot. And I think these AI tools really are going to come in and help, especially for doctors that have a lot of really incredibly important things they need to do, and taking notes, record keeping, some of the more mundane, time consuming, repetitive tasks do not need to be done by someone with their skill set. And so leave that to AI and, allow them to really focus on giving their patients the best care. So I think that's, not controversial and super, super awesome, and definitely is, a net benefit to all of society. So this partnership that they're doing right now is kind of, I think it has been influenced by a 2-week pilot, which was conducted back in August. And I think this is suggesting kind of the ongoing labor dispute may have expedited the formation of this deal, essentially, between these two companies, right? For clarity, neither party has intentions of replacing clinical work done by professionals with AI, but I still think that the health tech arena is definitely no stranger to advancement. So another notable name is Qordi, and they have raised around $60 million to refine their AI assistant designed to help clinicians in patient assessments, with its services already reaching, I think, over 100 million patients annually, which is obviously very, very phenomenal. I think it's evident that AI's integration in healthcare is on the rise. The persistent issue in healthcare is burnout right now. And this is resulting from administrative tasks that follow patient consultations. These hours of added work are kind of termed quote-unquote pajama time, as it often extends into late night hours and just takes like a lot of time. I have family members that are doctors, and I've heard firsthand how this is quite a challenge for sure. So Nabla's solution Copilot serves as kind of a virtual sidekick, and by listening to interactions and aligning them with supplementary documents, it converts data into actionable items like prescriptions, consultation summaries, and appointment letters. The pilot showcased a significant reduction in 1.5 hours in daily administrative tasks for physicians that were actually using it. And initially, it was built on GPT-3, but Copilot now primarily operates on Nabla's proprietary LLM. This is actually, I think, a really cool strategy that I recommend really serious companies take, and that is, you know, build your demo, build your prototype, get your product to market as soon as possible, so you grab an API to OpenAI. But if you have a lot of your own data, if you have a large skill set, if you have the budget, you know, building proprietary LLMs really does help you to do things that are very specialized, do things that your competitors cannot do, and really kind of sets yourself up with a moat and some, you know, very serious value add for your users. And of course, your investors will be thrilled about it. So I think it occasionally leverages GPT-4, the Nabla's thing, and it does that to cross-check its processes. So it's kind of interesting, right? They have their own LLM, and then they also use GPT-4 to kind of cross-check. So Alexander LeBron, Nabla's CEO and founder, endorsed GPT-4 as the current quote-unquote gold standard in the domain. LeBron, who is a veteran in virtual assistants and natural language processing, has a stellar track record of entrepreneurial success, making him, I think, like, he's a fairly notable figure in the tech community. They have advisors like Yann LeCun, who, of course, is Meta's main AI guy. And then I think they are also, they have ventures. They're essentially venture-backed by a bunch of seasoned experts in the space. So in any case, to date, Nabla has accumulated, I think, $23 million of investments. They have some notable backers from Tony Fadell, First Minute Capital, and Artemis. I think as the company is really kind of looking forward to future endeavors, you know, new investment discussions are apparently already underway. So I'm going to bring you all of the latest news and everything that's happening as they continue to progress. Very interesting company. And I think, you know, this is a very disruptive time for healthcare and a lot of other industries.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It'd mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.